Amen. Psalm 42, please. Psalm 42 in your Bible. As you're turning, let me say thank God. Amen. I appreciate the privilege to be here tonight, and I count it a high honor and privilege. Thank you, preacher, for giving us the invitation, and I appreciate the opportunity to stand behind the sacred desk. Good to see so many of our friends. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen. I believe we're in this thing together. Amen. Amen. I trust you'll please pray for us. I told Brother Nathan over there sitting on the front pew, I feel like an old mule in the Kentucky Derby, amen. I am nervous can be tonight, but I appreciate the opportunity. Psalm 42, let's read the scripture tonight, verse number 1 and 2, Psalm number 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we do thank you for the privilege to gather together in this place. We thank you, Father, for the precious blood of Christ. We realize, Lord, that without that blood, Lord, we have no access, we have no merit. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Lord, as the Apostle Paul said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through my Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the calling of God. Thank you, Lord, for the open door, the distinct privilege to stand behind the sacred desk tonight. Oh, God, I pray that you would touch your servant tonight. I yield myself to thee, oh, God. Lord, afresh and anew, I beg for your touch. Lord, I do not come tonight to perform or entertain, but oh God, would you help your servant to preach in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost of God. Oh Lord, give us that unction tonight that we so desperately need from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Help us, Lord, to preach tonight as a dying man to these dying people. Lord, would you help us tonight from thy precious word and whatever's accomplished in this place. We will give you the glory and all of the honor, for it is in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach tonight with the help of the Lord on this thought, the brooks of life. The brooks of life. As we come to Psalm 42, it is believed that David penned this psalm during his flight from the kingdom when Absalom, his son, rose against him. Many believe that even verse number 3 is a reference to Shimei as he accused David and called him a bloody man and threw rocks at him and cursed the king of Israel, where he says in verse number 3, my tears have been my meat day and night while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? We can see David here as it seems as though he is longing. He is thirsting. He is desiring to get back to that place of worship yonder at Jerusalem. He longs to return to that place of communion and fellowship with the God of Israel. So he pins these words in verse number 1 and verse number 2. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. For the living God. Very simply tonight, simple outline. First of all, we see in this text the pursuing of the heart. The pursuing of the heart. The heart in this text is the male deer, the stag, if you will. In particular, it seems as though this heart is being pursued. He's being hunted by wild dogs. It is as though the dogs are on his trail. They have his scent and destruction is coming. The hunter is drawing near and it is as though he's reaching his hand into the quiver and pulling out a bow to place or an arrow to place in the bow, and with the release of his finger, the mortal blow will be delivered. And David said, as of the heart here again is being pursued by the enemy. body. We see not only the pursuing, but we see secondly the panting of the heart. For he says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. The word panteth here in this text means to long for, or to cry out after. You see, it's very clear again from the text that the heart is panting because he is being chased. He's running. He's thirsty. He's weary. Amen. And if you've ever studied anything about these heart in particular, because of their sweat glands, they're not able to sweat as much as other animals do. So it requires them to pant, to cool down. And as he's panting, he's longing for that refreshment. He's longing for that cool drink from the water brook. So David said, as the heart panteth after the water brook. We find the pursuing of the heart. And we also find the panting of the heart. But then thirdly, notice, if you will, the place that the heart is panting for. Very clearly in our text, he says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. The water brooks. The water brooks would be that stream within that valley or within that desert that heart is longing for. And he's longing, he's panting, he's thirsting, he's desiring, he's craving that water brook. Because that water brook for him is going to be a place of protection. You see, he knows that if he can get to the water brook, the dogs can't catch his scent. Amen. If he can get in that water, the dogs will lose his trail. Amen. I've even read where it is said that those heart will completely submerge themselves in that water brook. Are you listening to me? He knows if he can get to the water brook, it will provide a place of protection for him. I'm also looking at this thought. Not only is it a place of protection, but it is a place of provision. He knows that water brook will provide the sustenance that he needs to continue running. He knows that it will supply the refreshment that he so longs and desires for. He knows that water brook will be the provision that his soul needs. It is a place of protection. It is a place of provision. It will provide that sustenance. But also, I thought about this in reading concerning this heart. This heart has a keen sense of smell. Amen. It has a keen sense of smell. But sometime in his life, if you will, that scent can become distorted because of everything that is around it. And sometimes he cannot tell if it's the regular scent of his territory or if it is the scent of that enemy that's chasing him. Oh, he realizes if he can just get to the water brook, it will provide that cleansing that he needs. Amen. To readjust that sin. Amen. In his life. It is a place of provision. But thirdly, that water brook also is a place of power. For you see, that heart, if he's wounded, although he may not be wounded mortally, he realizes if he can get to the water brook, the coldness of that water will stop the bleeding. Amen. And if the bleeding is stopped, my friend, it'll do two things. If he's no longer bleeding, he's no longer leaving a trail. Are you listening to me? And if the bleeding is stopped, amen, healing can start. Are you listening to me? David said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. We find the pursuing of the heart, of the panting of the heart, the place that the heart is panting after. But then fourthly, we find the picture of the text. I think it's very obvious in the text that David is the heart who is being hunted. Amen. Would you agree with me? He is the heart that is longing after the water brook. He longs. He's panting. Amen. He's thirsting. He's craving. He's thirsting. Amen. He's desiring. He's crying out after the water brook. He longs for his God. He longs for that place of communion. He longs for that place of fellowship. He longs for that place of worship. He longs for the water brook. Spurgeon said this, debarred from public worship, David was heartsick. Ease he did not seek. Honor he did not covet. But the enjoyment of communion with God was an urgent need of his soul. He viewed it not merely as the sweetest of all luxuries, listen to this, but as absolute necessity. Amen. Like water to the stag, like the parched traveler in the wilderness whose skin bottle is empty and who finds the wells dry, he must drink or die. He must have his God, or he will faint. So David said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I believe that water brook represents two things. I believe it represents the word of God. Amen. Oh, thank God for my water brook. Thank God for the water brook. I said, thank God for the water brook. Amen. It is my place of protection. It is my place of provision. How many times has this water brook provided the sustenance and refreshing for your soul? How many times has this water brook, amen, corrected your sin? I corrected everything that was wrong about you. Are you listening to me? This is my water brook. I believe it speaks of the word of God. I believe, secondly, it speaks of worship. For that is what David yearns for. This is what David is longing for in the text. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. David longs to get back to that place of worship. He longs to get back to that place of communion. Amen. Thank God for the water brook. As Brother Raines was just testifying of that church by the side of the road, I want to say thank God for that place of worship. Thank God for the house of God. How many times, oh my soul, has it been in my heart where I said, if I could just make it to the water brook, if I could just make it to the water brook. How panting, amen, panting, desiring, longing, thirsting. If I can just get to the water brook, if I can just make it to my place, I know everything will be all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Thank God for the water brook. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. I shared this the other week at the church. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. We were going through some things at the church. We didn't live on the church property at that time. There was some hard nights. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, elbowing my wife and saying, honey, I've got to go find a place. And I'd make my way about 10 minutes up the road, down Valley Road, up Bethany Hill, amen, unlock the front door of that church and crawl my way in the altar, amen. Why did I do that? Because the hounds of hell, amen, were chasing after my soul, chasing after my family, amen, chasing after our ministry, chasing after this preacher. And I said within my soul, if I can just make it to the water brook, hey, 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 nobody else was there but me and God. But I found it to be rock, amen. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Bless his good name. The word of God, that place of worship. I began to think about this word, water brooks. David said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I began to look and do some study about when that word brook is used in the Bible. Are you listening to me? I mean, if God says anything one time, I believe it's important. I believe it's some 53 times you'll find the word brook or brooks or water brook in your King James Bible. And there's some special things that happened at the brook. Amen. I mean, there's some real special things that happened at the brook. You see, it was at the brook. It was at that place of worship. God reached down and saved this sinner. It was because of the ministry of the brook, amen, that I stand here tonight, saved by the grace of God. It's because of the ministry of the brook that I stand here tonight, amen, called to preach. Amen, amen, amen. It was through the ministry of the water brook that God dealt with my heart as a 12-year-old boy and called me to preach. Are you listening to me? I didn't get that on the street. I didn't get that playing Xbox, amen. I got that at the brook. It was at the water brook I met my wife. Amen. It was at the water brook that we made our vows before God. Are you listening to me? I have the privilege of my friend these past 15 years of pastoring. Amen. At the water brook of Bethany Baptist Church. Are you listening? Thank God for the water brook. There's some special things that happen at the water brook. Jacob, he wrestled. It was at the brook. You look at it. Genesis 32. Are you listening to me? It was at the brook that God changed him from Jacob to Israel. God changed him from a deceiver and a trickster and a supplanter to Israel. And as a prince, he had favor with man and with God and prevailed. Where did it happen? It happened at the water brook. Oh, listen to me, young person. You know what you need? You need to find yourself faithful to the water brook right here, wherever it may be, because it's at the water brook, amen, that God is going to change your life. It's at the water brook that God will take you, amen, from death to life. It's at the water brook, my friend, that he'll take you and use you for his glory and for his honor. Jacob was changed forever at the water brook. Hallelujah. There's been some times in this water brook. Not every time. Oh, I'm not super spiritual up here tonight. I can't tell you every time I open the Bible, God rains down manna from heaven. But there have been some times I've gotten my little study. God changed me forever through the water brook. Jacob was changed forever because of the water brook. Hey, what about David? 1 Samuel 17. He's a giant down there cussing the armies of Israel. Are you listening to me? defying the God and the armies of Israel. Nearly 10 foot tall, David, young, a youth, amen. Amen, did not know what he's getting into, but he knew his God had delivered the bear and the lion in his hand. And he knew if God delivered the lion and the bear in his hand, he would deliver that uncircumcised Philistine in his hand as well. So what did he do? He went down to the brook. And he got 5 smooth stones out of the brook. David became a conqueror because of the brook. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? There's some giants, amen, that you're going to face and that I'm going to face. My friend, you better go to the brook. You know what Jubilee's about? Amen. You know, meetings like this are about revival meeting, camp meeting, Jubilee, what have you. You know what it's for? It's to prepare you. It's to equip you. It's the brook, amen, where you can get those 5 stones. David became a conqueror because of the brook. Hey, what about 1 Kings 17? Hey, Elijah, he had a catered meal at the brook. At the brook, the ravens did that which was contrary to their nature. I don't believe they brought him rotten flesh. I believe it was Mace Jackson or Billy Kelly one, amen, said how that old raven flew by the palace of Ahab and Jezebel and got a steak off of his plate and took it yonder over there to the man of God. Where was it at? It was at the brook. God gave him fresh meat morning and evening. Amen. Where was it at? At the brook, friend. I'm going to tell you about the brook. Amen. In that place of the Word of God, in that place of worship, God has fed my hungry soul with fresh meat. Amen. Thank God for the brook. Amen. Amen of God. Nehemiah chapter number 2. God began to burden Nehemiah. He began to pray and to weep. Nehemiah chapter number 2, he began to go visit those gates. And the Bible said he went by the brook. You know what God did? God gave him a clear vision of what needed to be done by the brook. Some of you's thinking about hanging it up. Some of you's thinking about turning it in. Amen. Been there, done that. Amen. Not saying that I won't be there tomorrow, but I've been there. Amen. Oh yes, I've handed it in. I've handed it in. Are you listening to me? Oh, only to let God take me by the brook one more time and give me a clear vision of what needs to be done. Maybe it's not that God wants you to resign and go to another ministry. Maybe you just need a clear vision and where you're going to get it at. At the brook, amen. Oh, yeah. John chapter 18, I'm done. John chapter 18. The Bible said in verse number 1, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden. It was in that place that he communed with God his Father at the brook. He enjoyed intimate communion with God his Father by the brook. Bless his holy name. No wonder David said, as the hart panteth after the water. Can you see him? Can you see that old deer? can just get to the brook, if I can just get to the brook, if I can just get to the brook, maybe he's wounded. If I could just get to the brook, if I could just get to the brook, I know if I just get to the brook, I know if I just get to the brook, if I can only get to the brook. As the heart panteth after the water. Oh, has it been a while since you had a longing? A desire, a thirst, a crying out after. Oh God, he said in verse 3, my soul thirsteth for the living God. Oh, we can shout all day long. Hey, we'll raise our hand. We know we serve a living God, but how often do we go to the brook and commune with him? We know he's not a statue. We know he's not made of stone. We know he has ears to hear and eyes to see and an arm that can save. We know he hears and answers prayer. But how many times have we thirsted after the brook?
Hallelujah.
As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for the water brook. So many times we have seen ourselves as that heart pursued by the enemy. Oh God, but we thank you for that place of protection. Thank you for that place of provision. Thank you, Lord, for that place. You provided in your precious word. Thank you for that place of worship. Oh God, may there be in us a panting, a desire, a thirst, a craving for the water brook. Oh God, I pray that there would be some Jacobs tonight that would find their way to an altar. Be changed tonight at the water brook. Oh God, maybe there's some facing giants in their life. Oh Lord, I pray that they'd be able to gather some stones out of the brook tonight. Maybe that one is Elijah. Just being faithful, doing what you've had them to do. But they're hungry. I pray, oh God, that you'd cater a meal just for them. You'd sit down with them. You'd feed them tonight fresh bread and fresh meat. Oh Lord, may we find that place of communion by the brook. Thank you, Lord. Move in this invitation time. You do your work. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name.